Joining us now on The Daily to discuss these rather terrifying findings is Dr. Anthony Romillo, a paleontologist and independent researcher of fossilised footprints from the University of Queensland. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Look, it's an amazing discovery that my colleagues had made, and it's nearly a year to the date that they made the discovery. It's quite extraordinary to find, you know, nearly 100 footprints, nearly a dozen trackways that indicate these are crocodiles just moving like dinosaurs, walking on two legs. Very terrifying, in my opinion.
Well, the idea sounds quite terrifying. Now, how long are these actual footprints? Does it suggest like the actual size of what these ancient crocodiles were?
Exactly right. So the size of the footprints, they range between 18 centimetres and about 25 centimetres. So it's about the size of a person's foot. And we can gauge from the size of the foot, the size of the leg. So if it's got a foot about the size of a human, it's got about a leg about the size of the human. Mind you, these were creatures that were walking very much like a croc insofar that their backs were horizontal. So it kind of translates to about a 3-4 metre long crocodile.
Wow, on two legs.
On two legs.
Glad that's prehistoric now. That's quite a terrifying thought. So was it just crocodile footprints or did you discover any handprints at all?
So at this particular site, lots and lots of footprints, but for the croc tracks, no handprints whatsoever, no belly drags, no tail drags that you'd expect for a typical crocodile. And one thing that we found completely surprising is that when we find croc tracks, we expect to find them in their sprawling kind of walking posture with their legs spread out. But these were as if they were walking a tightrope, which is you know, it makes sense if they're walking bipedally because they're supporting their body weight, but very different to a regular crocodile.
And talking about regular crocodiles, I mean, in terms of it being terrifying, it's quite good that they've evolutionary went to four legs. But for a moment, can we talk about what the evolutionary factors are that started from this two-legged, terrifying, very tall crocodile to what we have now? Where's the evolutionary range there?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we think that, you know, we only have these footprints to go by, but we you know, supposing that these were an offshoot, they were not the direct ancestors of modern-day crocs.
Oh, okay.
That's what we think, that these had become more adapted to living on land and, you know, walking in a way that suited them best, rather than a lifetime in water where crocs with their splayed legs, they do fantastic in being able to tuck their legs in and do their spectacular rolls when they, you know, try and rip off bits of meat from their buffalo or whatever that happens to walk into the water. So an adaptation for land.
Right. And how you mentioned before that it's a year now since the discovery.
Yes.
How significant is this discovery? What do you hope to further learn from it in relation to our understanding of crocodiles and reptiles?
Yes, certainly. Look, there's making this discovery, it does brings so many questions to everyone's minds. Like, we knew that there were bipedal crocodiles about 80 million years before the time of these crocodile tracks, and we had thought that they were outcompeted by the dinosaurs and became extinct. But we now have evidence that there were at least some that still existed right alongside dinosaurs. So that, you know, provides us with, a really good insight that maybe we can find extra evidence, extra fossils that kind of fills in the gaps of how they may have evolved And maybe they're even quite diverse and widespread. So maybe we'll find them in other places around the world.
Oh, that sounds so interesting. Thank you so much for the insight. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.